The Astros and the Phillies on Tuesday. A.J. Hinch without the services of George Springer as he left Monday's game due to injury. And then a similar fate befalls Alex Bregman here. He triples off Nick Pivetta, but he comes up a little bit lame running the bases, and Bregman too would exit the game early. Astros up 1-0, top six.
Pivetta with a 2-1. Altuve shoots one down the right field line, a base hit. That'll extend his hit streak. Williams over to slide, stop it in the corner, but it's not going to stop Altuve from getting two bases out of it.
Yeah, but by Nick Williams going and sliding across the line and deep right in the corner, right center, right field, holds him to a double with one out is big.
17-game hitting streak for Altuve. 1-0. Swing and a looper into left, a base hit. In to score Altuve and Josh Reddick. With an easy swing and an RBI is 48. It's 2-0 Houston. Two balls, two strikes in the pitch. Swung on, line back up the middle into center field for a hit. Around third, Reddick, he's going to score. The throw is cut off, and Marwin Gonzalez, a two-out RBI single. A bullet right back up the middle, and it's 3-0 Houston. Pivetta ready, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball right side. Diving Joseph can't get it. It's a hit. And one run is home. Gonzalez trying to score, the throw from Williams, and he is safe at the plate as Marwin Gonzalez in just ahead of the tag from Cameron Rupp. It's 5-0 Houston on the two-run single by Fisher. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Breaking ball down to the dirt. And Herrera goes down on strikes. That's number six for Morton. I believe that's 10 DL stays. There's a swing and a miss by Michael Franco, and a strikeout, back-to-back strikeouts for Charlie Morton. A shutdown hitting here in the bottom of the sixth. We're going to the seventh now. Astros 5 and the Phils nothing.
The Astros roll to the 5-0 win. They are 26-6 in their last 32 road games. Jose Altuve extends his career-long hitting streak to 17 games, while Marwin Gonzalez extends the major's longest active on-base streak to 28 games. The Phillies' offense had no answers for Houston starter Charlie Morton as he was lights out on Tuesday, turning in seven scoreless innings of three-hit ball and striking out nine as the Phillies were blanked by the Astros 5-0. Here is Philadelphia skipper Pete Mackinnon.
Well, we couldn't get any offense going, four doubles. We couldn't put many hits together. Morton pitched well. He mixed it up pretty well against us. Not much offense. Good to see Rupp get a couple hits. The story of tonight was Pivetta. For five innings, he did exactly what I talked about in the pregame session with you guys. He threw his breaking stuff for strikes. Quality pitches with his breaking stuff. So for five innings, he handled those guys really well. Kind of fell apart, made some mistakes in the sixth inning, and that was all she wrote. But it's, you know, it's good to see him develop and get better with his secondary pitches. That was very encouraging. I'm real happy about that. Franco made a nice play on that slow roller. One thing about Mikey I gotta tell you is, he hasn't been hitting lately, but he works real hard on his defense, and it's showing. He made that play on that swing and bunt, which he does extremely well. So credit to Mikey for continuing to work hard on his defense.
Did you call a double there?
Well, I double switched. You know, I had a double switch, and it had something to do with it. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow.
Had the conversation before. Does it ever?
I got to keep having conversations. That's all. I mean, he's a different kind of guy, and I just got to keep him pointed in the right direction.
Is it tough because for the last 6 weeks or so, he has been one of, if not your better hitters? What can you do when he sees mistakes in those areas, but he's still hitting them too?
Mikey does a lot for. I mean, Odubel does a lot for us, and. You know, he's just a different character. We've got to deal with him in a certain way, and I'll have a nice talk with him tomorrow, and he's going to be fine. He's been doing very well in that regard over the last month or so. You know, but he just needs a reminder.
Do you think there'll ever be a day where you don't have to remind him?
I think that day'll come. You know, he's as we all know, he's been swinging the bat very well, and he does an awful lot of good things for us. His defense is good. He swings the bat. He's going to end up hitting over 290, and he's in a development stage as well. Let's put it that way.
The Phillies look to bounce back on Wednesday behind Aaron Nola. He'll be opposed by Mike Fiers.